ओम सदा शिवसमारंभं व्यास शंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ही। So Shankaracharya made it very clear the purpose of discussing these Panchamahayajnas, but not in the same order we usually understand. It begins with the rhythm, and the rhythm is what rhythm is it? All the disciplines to be followed in implies the rituals to be performed, one's own mundane activities to be performed in conformity with dharma. So which is a disciplined life. So he mentions specifically, as upasanas have been prescribed with their respective results also, the result of sakama upasanam, result of nishkama upasanam, result of upasanam was described, especially becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, etc. Naturally, it may make a person think that rituals are useless, or rituals are of no use. They are meaningless. So such a thinking should not be there, because definitely rituals are very important. Worship is important. Prayer is important. Following the discipline such as values, etc. is very, very important, because all those things contribute for preparing one's mind for knowledge. Even though upasaram is also a discipline, it's a mental activity which is prescribed for disciplining the mind. Also, performance of rituals, etc. are also important. One should not become indifferent towards them. For that purpose, to emphasize the importance of the rituals, etc., that they also contribute for preparing one's mind for jnanam. Shankaracharya says, Upanishad prescribes those, describes, explains those disciplines again. So we saw the meaning of the word rutam. Then, swadhyayaha, we understood adhyayanam. Pravachanam, adhyapanam. What is swadhyayaha? Adhyayanam. What is pravachanam? Adhyapanam. So learning and teaching. So these disciplines should be strictly followed in life by an individual human being in order to uplift himself, in order to prepare himself to attain the jnanam, to accomplish the ultimate goal. Therefore, it is said in page number 238, etani ritam ritadini anushtheyani. They should be strictly followed. This is what should be added to make the sentence complete. Okay. Now we are moving on to the page number 240, which is today's lesson. So here he next comments upon the word satyam. Rutancha swadhyaya pravachanecha. Satyancha swadhyaya pravachanecha. The swadhyayaha and the pravachanam, these two disciplines are repeatedly mentioned along with every other discipline to emphasize the importance of it. Why? I'll tell you. As I said, one has to study oneself first for one's own understanding of rhythm, thereby to be able to follow rhythm in one's life. Second thing, one must also contribute for the preservation of the teaching for the future generation, and which is actually a paying one's debts back to rishis. It's called a rishi runam. Rishi runam means what? Debt one has to pay back to the rishis. It's called rishi runam. Only by sharing what the knowledge one has, one can contribute for preserving the teaching for future generation. And also for one's own enhancement of clarity, one has to teach. Therefore, that is the swadhyayaha and pravachanam. We'll see elaborately the importance of pravachanam and swadhyayaha again later on. Now, we'll move on to the word satyam. Satyancha. What is satyam? Satyavachanam. Satyavachanam, truthfulness in speech, speaking the truth. It's called Satyavachanam. Then, so yatha vyakyatartham va. Yatha vyakyatartham means what? Already, when we did Sanomitra Mantra, there, ritam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami. There the word satyam has already come. Shankara Bhagavad Pada has already commented upon the word satyam. He says, you can take two meanings for this. One meaning is truthfulness in speech. The discipline of speech, truthfulness, is actually it's a vak tapas. Strictly following the discipline of truthfulness in speech is actually following the ahimsa, discipline of ahimsa also. To avoid the hurt caused by telling lies. See, if you speak the truth, and speaking the truth implies speaking the truth which is useful for the person who listens to you or for the person who speaks. It must be useful, it must be relevant, it must be non-hurtful. Only then the truth also must be spoken. So the non-hurting, relevant, useful truth alone should be spoken. Lies should not be told at all. That is the emphasis here. That is one meaning he gives here. So Satyavachanam. Then second meaning he gives, as it was already explained before. Yatha vyakhyata artham. Already which has been explained. Yatha vyakhyatam. As explained before. As the meaning explained before is what? Here, yatha jnanam anushtanam. If ritam is yatha shastram jnanam, satyam is what? Yatha shastram jnanam ritam. So right, appropriate, correct understanding of the teaching of the scripture is ritam. And implementing that knowledge in day-to-day life, in one's physical and oral activity, is called satyam. Which means, yatha jnanam anushtanam. Yatha jnanam anushtanam is satyam. That is the meaning given before. So, yatha jnanam anushtanam means what? See, yatha jnanam anushtanam, it is not given here, it was given before. Living one's life in conformity with one's understanding of the right knowledge. So, one's understanding of the shastram. One's right understanding of the shastram. It is called yatha shastra, yatha jnanam anushtanam. It means implementing one's knowledge of dharma. So, dharma jnanam. Okay? Not shastra, moksha jnanam. So, dharma jnanam. So, implementing one's knowledge of dharma, understood correctly, the study of the shastram, in day-to-day life, in one's physical, oral activities, is what? Satyam. It's another meaning. Okay. Then he says, tapascha swadhyaya prachanecha. What is tapas? Next discipline is tapas. You have learned ritam, satyam, swadhyaya, pravachanam, four you understood. The fifth discipline is what? Tapaha. Okay. So tapaha literally means, the word tapas has so many meanings. First of all, understand, tapas is a sakaranta napumsakalinga shabda. It's a neutral gender word, tapas. Okay. So tapas means following certain disciplines. One meaning is what? Penance, austerity. The meaning of the word tapas actually, let us see what are other meanings we have to understand first. Even strictly living a life of karma yoga is a tapas. Being given to strictly the discipline of jnana yoga is a tapas. So strictly following any discipline is a tapas. So following values strictly is a tapas. Okay. And then even being given to the inquiry into the meaning of the words of shastra is a tapas. Vicharaha is also tapas, which is going to be discussed later on in next chapter. But here he says tapas also means, no, self-inflicting. Okay, the self-inflicted discomfort. Tapas means self-inflicted discomfort. Why should you inflict the discomfort upon yourself, not other people? Self-inflicted discomfort is for developing one's vairagyam. Suppose I love the nice, you know, they made very tasty, nice bread with a lot of butter and things. But still, like I said, no, I won't eat today. I won't touch that. Why? Because again, I let go of my desire also. It's vairagyam. At the same time, self-inflicted discomfort is what? And I fast today. On Ekadashi, we are fasting. Actually, fasting is, it involves effort. It's a discomfort. When you're hungry, very hungry, but you're not able to eat, you're not eating. It's called self, one moment, giving the example, small example here. So fasting is a self-inflicted discomfort. And also keeping awake on Shivaratri is a self-inflicted discomfort. You want to sleep nicely, cozy and cozy, but especially winter time, London, February. In India, at least, be very warm. So we love to go and sit in the temples because the cool breeze will be coming. Whereas here, it is very hot. So Shivaratri day, keeping awake in cold weather, you know, it's a self-inflicted discomfort. So sometimes inflicting the discomfort on oneself in order to develop vairagyam. It's also called tapas. And here Shankaracharya mentions krichradihi. Krichradihi means krichram, etc. Following disciplines such as krichram, etc. comes under the discipline of tapas. What is krichram? Krichram, and we also have chandrayanam. Chandrayanam is another discipline. Now, what is chandrayanam, krichram, etc.? It's actually an Amavasya day. A person at least completely fasts. Or full moon day, completely person fasts. And if completely fasting, and on full moon day, he eats very well. Maybe eats very well. Full meal a person eats. Then next day onwards, Prathamatithi, he reduces little quantity. Dvitiyatithi, he reduces little. Tritiyatithi, more little. So every day reducing little by little by little by little. By the time the 14 days, the 15th day, what now? 15th day is Purnimatithi. On 15th day, the person completely fasts. Again, from next day onward, he starts increasing one mouthful. So he increases his food. Like that, every day increasing for 2 weeks, again decreasing for 2 weeks, then one day eating well, one day fasting totally. This is called Chandrayanam. Like that, there are many disciplines prescribed in the Shastram. Shankaracharya does not talk too much about it. Just he mentions Krichra Adihi. Tapas. That's why it says self-inflicted discomfort just for one's own developing vairagyam. Next, Damaha. Damascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. What is Damaha? Here he says Damo Bahya Karano Pashamaha. They're all kindergarten lessons, Tattvabodha lessons. But still, I'm doing as part of the Taittiriya Upanishad. I don't want it to miss it again. You can understand Prakarana Granthaha cannot say something what is not said in the Upanishad. We call it a Prakarana Grantha because it's given the status of being the Prakarana Grantha because it only teaches what is taught in the Upanishad. So Damaha. What is Damaha? Damo Bahyo Upakarano Upashamaha. Bahya Karana Upashamaha. Bahya Karananam Upashamaha. The word Upashamaha literally means control, but restrain. But here we should take it as mastery over external instruments of knowledge. External instruments of knowledge is Damaha. External instruments of actions also. So having mastery over instruments of knowledge and instruments of actions is what? Jnanendriya Karmendriya Upashamaha is called Damaha. So how can you have mastery over sense organs? How can you have mastery over organs of actions? That is what is, how one can have Damaha is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Here, what one must practice Damaha, it is said. But what is Damaha? How can we develop Damaha? That is taught in Bhagavad Gita. That is why Damaha, by strictly following Dharma, one can have Damaha and Shamaha. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. So Damaha, so refraining oneself from enjoying or indulgence in enjoyment of anything which is not good for our spiritual development is Damaha. It can be anything. Eating, watching television, or going out, or mixing with people, anything. Just refraining oneself from any activity or enjoyment of any pleasure or any object which prevents us from distracts us from our Vedic way of life is called what? Damaha. So mastery over one's all organs of actions and knowledge, Damaha. They're called Bahya Upakarana, Bahya Karanani. When compared to mind, they're all external. From the standpoint of the mind, they are external instruments of knowledge and sense organs of actions. Now, what is Shamaha? Next, Shamas Chadvadhyaya Pravachanecha. Shamontahkaranopashamaha. Shamontahkaranopashamaha means Shamaha. Antahkarana upashamaha. Shamaha is equal to Antahkarana upashamaha. So, this way Bahyakaranani 10 we have organs of knowledge and organs of actions. But here Antahkaranam. So, external instruments of knowledge we have. And the internal instrument of knowledge is what? Antahkaranam, mind as a whole. And Shamaha, Shamaha also same meaning, mastery. Shamaha, Damaha, both words mean this same, actually, Damayati, Shamayati, same meaning. But here, so Shamaha, mastery over one's mind is Damaha, Shamaha. And this also, Shamaha also can be attained only by consciously, strictly living a life of universal values. That is what is whole Bhagavad Gita, any page you turn. And this, how to gain Shamaha, there's no way of having Shamaha unless and until we consciously live a life of values. It's the only way one can have mastery over one's ways of thinking, one's thoughts, especially one's emotions, likes and dislikes, anger, etc., how to have mastery over them. The very purpose of mentioning this discipline is because these emotions are very natural, uncreated by us. So they cannot be destroyed or removed, but still, and they have to be handled. They have to be managed. Why? Because they are products of ignorance. So as long as ignorance is the mind, these emotions, especially desires, likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, jealousy, etc. will be definitely there. And they reduce to 6 as Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. 6 inner enemies. Shad Ripavaha. Shad Arayaha, they will be definitely there. And they cannot be, they will resolve by themselves. They will go on their own without making any efforts once a person has jnanam. But until jnanam, they will try to have mastery over us. And we should have mastery over those thoughts, the ways of thinking, etc. It's called Shamaha, Antahkarana, Upashamaha. definitely these disciplines must be followed. If Damaha and Shamaha have to be strictly practiced, for which a person must involve oneself in living a life of, involve oneself in doing the duties. Everyone has to do one's own duties. There, it without saying it goes, Varna Dharma one should follow, Ashrama Dharma one should follow. If a person strictly follows one's Varna Dharma and Ashrama Dharma, and in conformity with the Samanya Dharma, universal values, then naturally Shamaha Dhamaha become practiced, lived. Okay. Then Agnayaha Agnayascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. So here the word Agnayaha is a plural form of Agnihi. The word Agnihi means fire, but here Agnihi means a fire ritual. There's a, in Vedic tradition, the word Agnihi is simply used to mean Agni Karyam, Agni Karma, a fire ritual. And a fire ritual always implies a form of worship, which is performed, a fire ritual is performed, oblations are offered into the fire as expression of one's gratitude to Bhagavan in the form of Devatas, the presiding deities who contribute for our life, for our wellness. Therefore, Agnayaha, Agnayaha, Adhatavyaha, Adhatavyam, Adadhati is the verb. A is the prefix, Dha is the verb. Adadhati, Sandadhati, Adadhati, Anusandadhati, same meaning with the different prefixes. So, Adadhati is the prefix, Adhatavyam is a potential passive participle. So, Adhatavyaha means should be performed. Fire rituals should be performed. I mean that there is no choice. Why? It's a worship. Performing a fire ritual is a worship. So, this stands for what? Devayagyaha. Devayagyaha. See, following Damaha, Shamaha, etc., even though it is for one's own wellness, one's own mental preparation, they are followed. They are also followed for not disturbing the order. Therefore, it comes under Manushyagya. But Agnayaha comes under Devayagyaha. Agnayaha Adhatavyaha. Rituals must be performed. Oblations must be offered to Devatas, which is a Devayagyaha. Why? That is the form of worship. Nowadays, we have substitute for Devayagya. We do not perform the Agnihotra, the rituals, but we have our own way of worshipping and praying. It means, being conscious of how much you are enjoying what Bhagavan has given us. Irrespective of our own limitations, we still enjoy abundantly what we are blessed with. And for which there must be expression, there must be gratitude. It must be expressed in our, through our worship. For which substitute is what? We must pray, worship must be a nitya karma. Not that I worship today only on Fridays and Thursdays I go to temple. Not that. You don't need to go to temple if you cannot. You cannot. At home, every day, one must have the habit of sitting and worshipping the Lord. Worshipping is in the sense, light the lamp, at least do namaskaram, express wholeheartedly how thankful you are to Bhagavan. And recite something in praise of Bhagavan. That is also what? Nitya karma. So, it's a nitya karma. All these disciplines come under the category of nitya karma. Nitya karma anushtanam. Okay? Following the regular duties. Agnayaha adhatavyaha. Then, agnihotram cha hotavyam. So, agnihotram ritual, as I told you many times before, it's the smallest of the fire rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda. Smallest of the fire rituals is Agnihotram. It is actually in Vedic period, this is like a Nitya Puja, Nitya Karma. And Agni, so Agnihotram, I discussed so much about Agnihotram when I did other Upanishad class. So, Agnihotram, one must perform, means one must do one's Nitya Puja. Apart from performing other rituals also, one must do Nitya Puja, which is Agnihotram cha Hotavyam. Then, Atithayascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. Then, apart from strictly following the discipline of Adhyenam and Adhyapanam, Pravachanam and learning, it is Atithayascha Pujyaha. Atitihi singular, Atithayaha plural, because Ikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Atithayascha Pujyaha. Again, Pujyam is what? Pujyam is also Pujayati is the verb. Pooj is the dhatuhu. Poojita, past passive participle. And poojya is a potential passive participle. Poojyaha means can be, should, worshipped. Again, should be worshipped. Even guests should be worshipped, which means we are going to see later on. Atithi is the one who knocks at the door without any prior information of the arrival. Therefore, that Atithihi who comes without informing the tithi, the date, is called Atithihi. And whoever comes and knocks at the door, especially this, I'm talking old days. Guests is called guest. And a guest should be Bhagavan. And one must be, a guest must be honored. How we should honor the guest to eat. And then no guest will stay longer also. Okay, Atithi is only stays for a day or two. Only Tithi, not even a Tithi or that's another meaning. Who goes immediately back also. Such a guest when he comes, and we should make the person feel comfortable, welcome, by giving him the, how can you make a person feel comfortable? First food, water. Give water to quench the thirst. Give food for appeasing the hunger. Then give some, makes the person relax, rest, you know, sleep. These very basic things. Then also we make the person feel respected and welcome, and then give them also. This, give them what they need. This is what is Atithi, Atithi Puja. In fact, it is called, it comes under what? Manushya Yajnaha. Atithayaha Pujyaha. So worshipping the Atithis means honoring the guests who come to our house by giving them, you know, food, shelter, etc. is called Atithi Puja, which comes under Manushya Yajnaha. Now, how many Yajnaha have you already finished? Brahma Yajnaha, Adhyapanam, Adhyenam. Then, Deva Yajnaha, we have covered. Now, Atithi Yajnaha. That is, Manushya Yajnaha is Atithi Puja, comes under Manushya Yajna. Three Yajnas are covered already. Okay. English you can read on your own. I'm moving on to page number 242. Okay, in 242, Manushamiti Laukikaha Samvyavaharaha. Manushancha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. Now, Manusham, see, like Atithi Puja comes under Manushya Yajna, also Manusham. See, Manusham means, what is Manusham? It's a discipline. How can a person be disciplined in terms of Manusham? Means being responsible. Being responsible as a human being, being responsible is what? It's a Manushya Yajna. Okay, that itself is a worship. How can you be responsible? Responsible means taking care of one's own responsibilities, you know, personal duties, and also one's responsibility for the society. How one is responsible in maintaining social order. is what? Manusham. So doing the needful for taking care of one's own self as well as society, doing the needful. This is manushyagya. So without fail, do performing one's social obligatory duties is very important for a grihastha. Social obligatory duties are for a grihastha only. Attending the weddings, blessing the couple without any jealousy, hatred in the mind, wholeheartedly blessing, participating, again giving importance for the occasion, making the other person feel important, attending the wedding and going for the condolence also is in fact to show one's moral support for the person when the person is emotionally shattered. These are all obligatory duties. And apart from that, suppose somebody needs something in society also, doing the needful. So dharma, purta karma also comes under this. Manusham also implies doing anything for the fellow human beings. Doing the needful for the fellow human beings. Also what? Manushya yagya, which is called manusham. This is also discipline. Which means you can't decide when I should go and do help a person. As the time and situation tells, one must the doing the needful with the presence of mind in a given situation for any fellow human being to the extent possible, what is possible with one's own limits is what? Manushya yagya is mentioned as manusham. Because a discipline to be followed for the fellow human beings is called manusham. Manusha. Okay, Shankaracharya says, laukikaha samyavaharaha. So, vyavaharaha, transaction. Samyavaharaha means appropriate transaction, interaction with the people of the world. Laukikaha. People in the world. Okay, next. Tatcha yatha praptam anushteyam. Yatha praptam anushteyam means what? That discipline in terms of manushya yagya should be practiced, followed as it comes. Yatha praptam. Suppose somebody, you know, you see somebody falling on the road and you're walking there. Immediately stop and just help the person get up. That is not, you know, don't wait for next day. When should I do manushya yagya? No. Yatha praptam, as it comes, as it unfolds, there must be presence of mind to do the needful. Just tacha yatha praptam anushteyam. So manushya yagya. Now we all know this, but still understanding how Shastram teaches us. Next. Prajascha. Beautiful. Okay. An important lesson comes. I wish all our young children listen to this. They should know what is marriage for. Next. Prajascha swadhyaya pravachanecha. Prajanascha swadhyaya pravachanecha. Prajatischa swadhyaya pravachanecha. All these three also come under what? Pitru yajnaha. Praja, prajanaha, prajatihi. It comes under the category of pitru yajnaha, ancestral worship. Because pitru, now I have already mentioned Brahma yajnaha, Manushya yajnaha, Deva yajnaha. Now I'm talking, these three lines imply what? Pitru yajnaha. Because how we have Rishi Runam, our debts, we have to pay our debts back to Rishis who have preserved the sampradaya parampara for us. Similarly, here also we have to pay our debts back to our ancestors. It's called Pitrurunam. How can a person pay back one's debts to one's own ancestors? By bringing progeny, by having progeny, by contributing. By having progeny, one can pay one's debts back to one's parents, one's ancestors. So if naturally, if you do not have children, that's okay. But if possible, one must try to have children, definitely. Shankaracharya is going to explain very beautifully that. Which means, one must get married. See this, one must get married and one must have children. But marriage itself is ultimately for having children. And the progeny. Progeny is for the perpetuation of dharma. So dharma praja abhivridhyartham vivaha. I told you many times in my class. Dharma praja abhivridhyartham vivaha. So dharma praja. We need praja, progeny, for living the values, for following the family values, for preserving the dharma. For perpetuation of dharma. A person has to follow, preserve, also to contribute it for the future generation, have to preserve it also. For it, we need praja. And for praja, we must get married. Therefore, that is the only way we can pay our debts back to our ancestors who were responsible for us to instrumental in getting our body here. Therefore, it is said, prajananam. Okay. He says, what does Shankaracharya writes? Prajaha cha utpadyaha. Prajaha cha utpadyaha. You know, that is why it is very important that one gets married at the right age. It's a very painful thing nowadays to see people do not understand what is marriage for. Because they have their own, they don't want to lose their pleasure, don't want to get married. Because they don't want to take the responsibility. Because they have no understanding, they have no support, whole system is confused here. Anyway, how it was in Vedic period, it is said, prajaha cha utpadyaha. Utpadyam, again utpadayati is the verb. Utpadyam, potential, passive, participle. So definitely progeny must be produced, which means one must have children, definitely. Prajaha utpadyaha. We are going to see, like later on, Shankaracharya says, even if a person does not have by chance, one must make some special prayers and efforts to get children. He is going to mention that. Okay. Children must be, one must definitely have children. How can one have children? How can one have progeny without getting married? No. Prajanaha. The next is what? Prajanaha. So prajati. First he says praja. Praja progeny. One must have progeny in life. For having progeny, one must get married. So prajanaha. The word praja progeny. Prajanaha. Through marriage, one must have progeny. So to have progeny, one must be married. He says, prajananam, procreation. What is procreation? Ritau baryagamanam, prajananam. Ritau baryagamanam ityartha. So baryagamanam means what? One must get married. One must have a wife. And one must prayerfully, worshipfully, see in Vedic culture, even to have a child, there must be very good understanding what is marriage for, what are we are together, and what are we going to have children for, what the children are for. Already mother and father must have clear understanding. It is a dharma, it's a yajna. It's a yajna, that is why with understanding, and so they will be together so that they can produce children with the appropriate, for appropriate purpose. Baryagamanam. Then, prajatihi. Now, Shankaracharya says it is not enough if you have children for which you get married and have children. Prajatihi. See that your son also is married, your daughter also is married, so that you have grandchildren. Prajatihi means pautra utpattihi. Pautra utpattihi means having grandchildren. Okay. Putraha niveshiyatevyaha. We should not let our son go. In India, parents really insist. Okay. To some extent, not too much nowadays, But those days, they used to see, if they won't let, suppose the marriageable age, the son doesn't want to get married, he doesn't want to listen, and they'll say, Darimahutinrikya, you must get married, they will compel. So, putraha niveshayitavyaha. Nowadays, which son will listen nowadays like this? But those days it was in Vedic period, okay? I'm talking about putraha niveshayitavyaha. Means son must be made to enter married life. Putraha niveshayitavyaha. Putra utpattihi. I'm sorry, pautra utpattihi. Pautraha means grandson. So through children, one must have grandchildren also. For which one must make one son get married. So son must be niveshayitavyahi, must be made to enter into the household life. Ityetat. So that's why these three words stand for having progeny through marriage and thereby also having grandchildren through one's progeny. All these come under Pitruyajnaha. Okay. Please read page number 243 yourself. And 244. As I said, when you read, it's all very beautifully explained. If you have any doubts, you can always ask me. You will not have any doubts. If at all you have any doubts, you are most welcome to ask me. Then page number 244. A very simple chapter, so we can move fast. Am I very fast? Are you okay? It's all right? Okay. Sarvai, sarvai retaihi karmabhir yuktasyapi. Sarvai retaih karmabhir yuktasyapi. Swadhyaya pravachane yatnato nushtheye ityeva martham sarvena saha swadhyaya pravachana grahanam. I'm going to break it again. Sarvaihi etaihi karmabhihi. Sarvaihi etaihi karmabhihi means what? Etaihi karmabhihi. So with all these disciplines to be followed. See, karma means don't take it really action. Even following the discipline involves action. Therefore, sarvaihi karmabhihi. Sarvaihi karmabhihi means what? With all activities, with all disciplines. These disciplines. Sarvaihi yetaihi karmabhihi. Api yuktasya api. Yuktaha means one who is endowed with all these disciplines. Means what? One who is given to the practice of following these disciplines is called yetaihi karmabhihi yuktaha. Yetaihi karmabhihi yuktaha means one who is endowed with all these disciplines, one who is endowed with all these activities, means one who is given to the practice of these disciplines is said to be sarvaihi yetaihi karmabhihi yuktaha. சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கின்ற எல்லா கர்மங்களையும் ஒழுக்கங்களையும் உடையவன் இஸ் கால்ட் ஏதைஹி சர்வைஹி கர்மபிஹி யுக்தஹா. ஓகே, அபி யுக்தஸ்ய அபி. ஓகே, ஈவன் இஃப் எ பர்சன் இஸ் எண்டோர்ட் வித் ஆல் தீஸ் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ், ஸ்டில் ஹி மஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ இன்வால்வ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் டெஃபினெட்லி இன் தி two disciplines. What are they? Swadhyayaha pravachanam. Swadhyaya pravachane. They must be made. So one must definitely make all possible efforts to do the daily recitation of one's own mantras, of one's own shakha. See, Veda adhyanam must be a daily karma, nitya karma. Swadhyayaha one must do every day because that is a part of his Brahma Yajna. That's worship for him. Similarly, Pravachanam. So teaching also one must do every day. how yat nataha. Shankaracharya says, it is very difficult, sir, with all one's own duties as a householder, it may be difficult. He says, yatnataha anushteyaha. Yatnataha anushteyam anushteye. Yatnataha, yatnaha effort. Yatnataha with the effort. Tritiyarte panchami vibhaktihi. Nakiya, yatnena yatnataha. Yatnataha fifth case, yatnena third case. Yatnataha yatnataha yatnena with effort anushteye should be followed. What? Swadhyayaha pravachanam cha. One must strictly follow this discipline of swadhyayaha and pravachanam. Even if a person is, if a person is committed to all other disciplines. Ityevam artham sarvena saha. This is the meaning conveyed by including swadhyaya pravachanam with every discipline. Sarvena saha, along with every other discipline, the swadhyaya pravachanam, swadhyaya and pravachanam is repeated. Okay, along with every other discipline, the discipline of swadhyaya and pravachanam are repeatedly mentioned. Okay, why? Because it should be strictly followed. Somehow one must make efforts to emphasize the importance, to reinforce the necessity of following these disciplines of study and teaching. The pravachanam and swadhyayaha, these two disciplines are mentioned along with every discipline. Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha, satyam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha, tapas cha swadhyaya pravachane cha. It is repeated and repeated and repeated. Repetition is for emphasizing the importance, reinforcing the necessity. Iti evam artham sarvena saha swadhyaya pravachana grahanam. Now, page number 245. Swadhyayadhinam hyattajnanam. Now, he says, please now beautifully. Now, Shankaracharya specifically mentions why swadhyayaha is important. Why pravachanam is important. Why it is repeated. We saw already to reinforce the importance, to emphasize the importance. Okay. It repeatedly said, we understood. But now Shankaracharya himself explains why swadhyaya is important. Look at this. Swadhyayadhinam hi arthajnanam. Arthajnanam, knowledge of the meaning of the words. Arthajnana means knowledge of the meaning of the words. Shabdanam arthasya jnanam, shabdartha jnanam is arthajnanam. Knowledge of the meaning of the words of the Veda is dependent. Adhinam means what? Dependent on swadhyayaha. So proper study of the words. It's very important for one to have the thorough knowledge of the words of the Shastram. Because those days, there was no printing press, no book was available, no text was available. The student has to only listen to the teacher, receive the words correctly. That way he must know the alphabets, he must know the swaras, he must know the intonation, he must know everything. So that a person understands has the correct knowledge of the words of the Shastra. So Swadhyayaha is for having the text thoroughly memorized in one's mind. Only if the words one has a thorough memory of the words in one's mind, then later on it is easy for one to understand the meaning of the words. Therefore, artha jnanam, knowledge of the meaning of the words, is purely dependent on the knowledge of the words. Therefore, swadhyayaha is important. Then, artha jnanayattam cha param shreyaha. Beautiful. See, he possesses the order. Param shreyaha, the absolute end in terms of mokshaha. Param shreyaha. The word shreyaha means the absolute good. Good shreyaha means good. Param shreyaha means absolute good. Absolute good, the ultimate good in terms of the exalted end mokshaha also is accomplishable only through the right knowledge of the words. Artha jnana ayattam. Artha jnana ayattam. Again, ayattam means the effort or dependent. Moksha is dependent on the right understanding of the meaning of the words. Right knowledge of the meaning of the words. Therefore, swadhyaya is important to have the knowledge of the words, and which is depending upon which alone knowledge of the words, meaning of the words is possible. And only when you understand the meaning of the words, your moksha can be attained. If artha jnanayattam cha param shreyaha. Param shreyaha artha jnane, artha jnanayattam, artha jnana ayattam. Okay. Then pravachanam cha, beautiful. What is pravachanam for? He explained what is swadhyayaha for. Okay, swadhyayaha ultimately to help you enjoy the benefit of the knowledge of the words. It can be artha, kamaha, dharmaha, ultimately even mokshaha. Now he says, what is pravachanam for? Pravachanam cha tad avismaranartham. Tad avismaranartham. See, any how much ever you learn, you will easily forget in day-to-day life's problems. If what has been learned should not be forgotten at all, it must be, what has been learned must be understood, retained, and remembered forever, so that the knowledge will be handy for you to manifest in every situation, then you can be objective, you can enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. The forgotten knowledge is as good as ignorance. Then it cannot serve any benefit. It cannot serve any purpose. If the knowledge one has gained must be useful, must be beneficial, must benefit. So then you must remember it. You should not forget it. In order not to forget what one has learned thoroughly, one must teach. Teaching is for avismaranartham. What a beautiful teaching. No? Avismaranartham pravachanam. Sharing one's knowledge with other person is always for remembering, not forgetting what one has learned. But one can enjoy the benefit of one's that knowledge. This is reason number one. Second reason is very important reason. Dharma vridhyartham cha. Dharma vridhyartham. Kimartham pravachanam karaniyam. Kimartham pravachanam kartavyam. What should the sharing of knowledge be done for? What should the teaching be done for? What is the teaching for? Teaching is what? Not for boasting that I'm great and you are small. No. Teaching is for one's own benefit of not forgetting the teach, not forgetting what one has learned. By sharing, one can remember. Second thing, dharma vridhyartham. Dharma vridhyartham means for the, dharma vriddhi means for the perpetuation of dharma. For the protection of dharma, dharma has been perpetuated. For perpetuation of dharma, one must share the knowledge. So for one, it must be preserved for future generation. So teaching is for preserving the teaching for future generation, thereby for contributing for perpetuation and protection of dharma. Dharma vridhyartham avismaranartham pravachanam kartavyam. That is the meaning here. Next. Ataha, therefore, beautiful. Ataha means what? Therefore. When does the therefore come? The therefore comes only after giving the reasons. Isn't it? Kimartham, what is the adhyayanam for? What is the pravachanam for? For both reasons are given. Having given those reasons, no, Shankaracharya says, ataha, therefore, swadhyaya pravachanayoho adaraha karyaha. Therefore, adaraha karyaha. Adaraha karyam, what? Support must be done. Literal means support must be done for. Support must be done for pravachanam and swadhyayaha. Literal translation is what? Support must be done. Adaraha karyaha. Support should be done for these two disciplines. Which means support should be done means what? One should definitely make it a point to strictly follow these two disciplines, swadhyayaha and pravachanam, knowing the importance and value of these two disciplines. Swadhyaya pravachanayoho shashti divachanam. Swadhyayasya pravachanasya adaram karyaha. Page number 246. See, please read page number 246. Swamiji mentions about our hygiene. Please see that vriddhi is not improvement of dharma, but flow of dharma. Please read that line. Page number 246. I want to read it. Vriddhi is not improvement of dharma, but flow of dharma. Even though the word vriddhi literally means development, improvement. Here it means flow of dharma from generation to generation. In tradition, they use the expression vriddhi for progeny, children. It is a typical village expression and they will say, there is vriddhi in the house. It means there is childbirth. The family has grown. They keep neem leaves outside the house indicating there is vriddhi. A sadhu cannot seek bhiksha in that house on that day. If suppose a girl has delivered a baby, then that day a sadhu will not go to the house for bhiksha. Nobody should enter the house. Look at this. Nobody should enter the house because of infection. I suppose. If there is smallpox or chickenpox for anyone in the house, then also they indicate that they keep neem leaves outside the house. But the others don't enter the house. Social distancing has been in Vedic tradition of important discipline. when we children also, we noticed how when we have a smallpox or something like that. Chickenpox. Anyway. Why? Because, one more thing, if swadhyaya is done, then naturally it will result in what? Understand the meaning also. Then one meaning is understood, dharma becomes emphasized there. One repeatedly understands the dharma. Thereby one will be able to strictly know the value of dharma. Thereby one can follow the dharma in life. So without swadhyaya, understanding of dharma itself is not possible. Without the understanding of dharma, living the dharma is not possible. Without living a life of dharma, maturity is not possible. Without the mental maturity, one cannot become mentally sensitized. Without becoming mentally sensitized, one cannot attain jnana. Without the jnana, one cannot attain moksha. therefore swadhyayah kartavyah. Beautiful. Second. 2, 4, 6, I'm reading now. Satyamiti. Satyameva anushteyamiti. Now final words. Satyamiti satyavacharati taraha. Now he's commenting upon the next line. Satyamiti satyavacharati taraha. Here, one saint is remembered here. His name is Rathitaraha. Rathitaraha is the name of a saint. And what Rishihi, what does he say? Satyavacha. He's Satyavachaha. This is the title. Satyavachaha. Satyavacha, the person of truthful speech. Satyavachaha means Satyam Vachanam Yasya. Saha Satyavachaha or Satyavachanaha. It must be in compound word. The person of truthful speech. Okay. Not once, always one who consciously speaks only the truth is called Satyavachaha. And who is this Satyavachaha? Is we are going to see that later on. Satyamiti. Satyameva anushteyamiti. Satyamiti, what is the meaning? Shankaracharya writes, Satyameva anushteyam. Definitely, certainly, without fail, the discipline of truthfulness in speech must be followed, strictly followed. Iti thus says who Satyavachaha, the person of truthfulness. Who is the Satyameva Vachaha Yasya? Look at this. Satyameva Vachaha Yasya Saha Satyavachaha. The one whose speech is only the truth, not anything else. One whose word he utters is only the truth, definitely not anything other than the truth. That person is said to be Satyavachaha. Satyameva vachaha yasya saha ayam soyam satyavachaha nama va tattasya. Maybe that's the name of the person. We do not know. Satyavachaha may be a name of the person, or otherwise the meaning of the word is the person, one whose word is nothing but truth, or only the truth. So person of truthful speech. Okay. And who is this? Rathi Taro. Means Rathi Tara Gotraha. The person Rathi Taraha is actually, we do not know exactly what his name is, but he belongs to the Gotram, family or lineage of Rathi Taram, Rathi Tara Gotraha. No, Bharadwaja, Bharadwaja Gotram, we say Bharadwaja Gotrotpannaha Bharadwajaha. Like that, Rathi Taraha is what? Rathi Tara Gotrotpannaha. Rathi Tara Gotre Utpannaha. The one who is born in the lineage of Rathi Taraha is called Rathi Taraha. He is a Acharyaha, a teacher. He must be a teacher also. Manyate. This must have been Acharya, teacher, and who must have come in the family of Rathi Taraha, and whose name might have been also Satyavachaha, which also means a person of truthfulness in speech, and he insists that truthfulness in speech as a discipline should be strictly followed. Okay, next. The question may come here, why does Upanishad mention particular Rishi's name and particular discipline? By mentioning that, Upanishad also indirectly emphasizes that discipline again. Okay. Next, page number 247. English bit, I'm leaving it for you to read. Okay. Tapa iti. Tapaha eva kartavyam iti. Tapas must be followed. Tapas must be done. See this kartavya, tavyar, aniyar affixes. When they come, they're all passive voice sentences only. Okay? a sentence with the verb, a verb having tavyar aniyar pratyaha, definitely a passive voice verb. It's a potential passive participle. Should be, must be. So kartavyam, must be done, should be done. What should be done, what must be followed? Tapaha. Okay. And who says this? Taponityaha means tapasi nityaha. Tapaha paraha. So tapasi nityaha. Tapaha paraha. Nityaha tapaha paraha. Taponityaha va itiva nama. The person, see, tapas, take it as, are all Vedic disciplines. Okay, strictly following all the disciplines enjoined by the Veda is also what? Tapas. That's why religious discipline. See, so, nityaha, mean what? The one for whom strictly following the Shastra enjoined disciplines is the priority. The one for whom strictly following the Shastra enjoined disciplines is the priority, he is said to be taponityaha. The one who is committed to religious disciplines. And what is his name? Paurushishtihi. Why he is called Paurushishtihi? Because Purushishtasya apatyam. Purushishtaha is the name of the father. Purushishtasya apatyam. The son of Purushishtaha is called Paurushishtihi. He is also Acharyaha. There is another Acharyaha, an other Rishihi, who the son of Purushishtaha, known as Paurushishtihi. He says, the discipline of tapas is very important. It must be strictly followed. And what is tapas? Strictly follow the religious disciplines. What are the religious disciplines? All the disciplines enjoined by the Veda Shastram. Is it clear? Okay. Now I'm going, moving on to page number, same page 1247, last lines.
Swamiji, what does manyate mean?
Considers. Manyate is atmanepadam. Considers, thinks. See, he thinks means what? It is his view. See, sorry, I didn't tell you that word for manyate. Okay. See, paurushittihi acharyaha manyate. Paurushittihi. See, you have to see which is the meaning, which is the original word. Paurushittihi is the original word. Purushishtasya apatyam is the meaning given by Shankaracharya. Purushishtasya apatyam is equal to Paurushishtihi. Who is Paurushishtihi? Acharyaha. What does he do? He considers. He thinks. So manyate, he thinks tapas is the most important discipline which should be followed. And for him, following the tapas is the priority. So tapas means what? Religious discipline, following religious disciplines. Religious disciplines, what are the religious disciplines? Following all the disciplines prescribed, enjoined by the Shastram, which itself is a tapas. So, that is tapas. Okay. So, the two acharyas are mentioned here. One is Rathitaraha, Rathitara Gotraha, then Purushishtasya Apatyam Paurushishtihi. These two rishis are mentioned stating that they are with their views. They too have their own different views. Not wrong views. I mean, for them somebody thinks this is one given discipline becomes his priority. By mentioning their views, Shastram also indirectly emphasizes those disciplines. Okay, last one. Swadhyaya pravachane yevanushteye iti. Swadhyaya pravachane yevanushteye iti. नाको नामतो मुद्गलस्यापत्यं मौद्गल्य आचार्यो मन्यते। स्वाध्याय प्रवचने एव अनुष्ठेये इति नाकः नामतः मुद्गलस्य अपत्यं मौद्गल्यः आचार्यः मन्यते। There's another teacher. Other teacher आचार्यः, he thinks, it is his view, he thinks, he views. What is his thinking? What is his view? Okay, who is his आचार्यः? मौद्गल्यः. Who is मौद्गल्यः? मुद्गलस्य अपत्यं, son of मुद्गलः. Son of Mudgalaha, a great person, whoever it was, we don't know. Son of one Mudgalaha, he is called Maudgalyaha. He is the Acharyaha now. He thinks differently. They're not different from each other. They have their own specific emphasis on specific discipline. What does he think? He thinks, okay, his name is Nakaha. नाको नामतः, नाको नामतः means नाको नामकः. The person called नाकः, his name is नाकः, and he is also son of मुद्गलः, therefore मौद्गल्यः, मौद्गल्यः नाकः. He thinks स्वाध्यायः अनुष्ठेयः, प्रवचनम् अनुष्ठेयम्. These two disciplines, the learning appropriately and sharing with the Shraddha is important. Anushteye, because Dvivachana so Anushteyam, Anushteye, Anushteyani. So here Anushteye is a dual. Swadhyayaha Anushteyam, Anushteyaha, Pravachanam Anushteyam. These two disciplines should be strictly followed. Thus considers, says, who this Nakaha, the sage called Nakaha, who is son of Mudgalaha, therefore known as Maudgalyaha. Okay. Finally, Upanishad presents its own view. What is the most important of all the disciplines? Upanishad also says, Taddhitapas Taddhitapaha. Taddhi Taddhi. Tapaha, tad hi tapaha, tad hi tapaha, tad hi tapaha. That indeed is tapas. That indeed is tapas. So Upanishad says tapas is the discipline, most important discipline. Why? Because it's not enough if you strictly know, if you know the importance of value, the disciplines. You must make all possible efforts to strictly follow the disciplines. So making all possible efforts to strictly follow the disciplines alone will make the person enjoy the benefit. Therefore, Upanishad says tapaha is very important discipline. Yes, Mata. स्वाध्याय प्रवचने एव तपः तस्मात् ते एव अनुष्ठेये इति. Therefore, what is the tapas here finally? What is the tapas? Tapas is a discipline. The word tapas means discipline. Therefore, what is the tapas here? Swadhyayaha is a tapas. Pravachanam is a tapas. These two are disciplines, important disciplines. Why? If you are given to the study of the scripture, definitely the Shastra study will take care of the rest of the things. You will follow dharma. When you have the benefit of following the dharma, your mind will be taken care of. Your sense organs are taken care of. Your understanding will be taken care of. Your moksha will be taken care of. Everything will be taken care of once you follow the way of life for which study is important. If you do not study, then you can never understand the importance of the teaching. Once you do not have the understanding of the teaching, you cannot follow the teaching. If you do not follow the teaching, you cannot enjoy the benefit of the teaching. Therefore, you will be the loser. Therefore, how to make you a gainer instead of making a loser? Okay, Shastra study will convert you into a gainer accomplisher. Non-study will make you a loser. Therefore, in order to make you a gainer achiever, not to make you an absolute sense, not to make you a loser, Shastram emphasizes the discipline of study. So most important of all the disciplines is Swadhyayaha, then Pravachanam. These two disciplines will make you strictly follow all other disciplines. Therefore, they are emphasized. Page number 248. I'm going to conclude that, okay, today. Uktanamapi Satya tapaswadhyaya pravachananam punargrahana madharaktham. Uktanam api satya tapaswadhyaya pravachananam punargrahanam adarartham. So here, of all those disciplines mentioned, already mentioned, what are they? Satyam, tapaha, swadhyayaha, pravachanam. All the disciplines have been enumerated. So among those disciplines enumerated, already they have been included. What are they? Satyam, tapaha, swadhyayaha, pravachanam. These four have been already explained, already mentioned, but still again they are mentioned specifically with the Acharya's names. These four disciplines are repeated along with the Acharya's names. Why? Punargrahanam. Punargrahanam means what now? Repeated mention. Punargrahana means what? Repeated mention is for emphasis. Adarartham is for emphasis. For the purpose of emphasizing, also for highlighting the importance, those four disciplines already said, still repeated along with the specific Acharya's names also. Uktanam api satya tapaswadhyaya pravachananam punargrahanam. So re-mention of four disciplines which have already been mentioned is for emphasizing the importance of those disciplines. Uktanam tapasatya Satya tapaswadhyaya pravachananam punargrahanam adarartham. Okay. 249. Until then you have homework. Now you must be with me. Keep reading and finishing along with me. Take every word and write the notes separately. Now how much you may cover today? Homework for you from 238, 239, 234. 240, 241, 242, 34, 245, 246, 247, 248, 249. Okay. These many pages you have homework to read the English. Okay. Successfully you have completed 9 anuvakas of Sikshavalli. I'm sure you have done a great job. Okay. I have no doubt about it. And if you also read it, I tell you, you cannot get a better a meaning for this book than this. Puja Swamiji's books, I feel like I'm sitting in Manjakuri. I feel more at the Agraharam. I don't miss it when I read Swamiji's book because I feel at home because it wasn't complete Agraharam life. Sometimes in between. Okay. Now, The 10th Anuvakaha we will do tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Monday. Any questions? No questions, no doubts.
Swamini.
Yeah.
The priest telling the temple Ayatanam.
Yeah.
What does the meaning there?
Yeah. Ayatanam means abode. Abode.
Right.
See, one who sees Bhagavan as the Ayatanam, he becomes the one who has abode. Otherwise, you become abodeless. You're on the road. Ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopam ayatanam veda. The one who knows the ayatam of the waters has the one who has an abode. Yopam ayatanam yaha apam ayatanam veda saha ayatanavan bhavati. See, if you know the abode, the truth of water, truth of Agni, truth of everything, you know the truth of everything means what? Then you have ayatanam, you have support, you have protection.
What does adaratham mean?
Adaraha literally means support. Support. In Tamil also we have adaravu, same meaning, support. The support actually implies emphasis. Adara artham, adarartham, for emphasis. To make the expression or to highlight the importance. Highlighting the importance is what? Glorification. So okay, I'll see you in half an hour for Devi Mahatmyam.